It's great to be together again after the weekend, and I certainly hope you enjoyed the first weekend in this new month. And in our time together, we're right on track to spend December talking about Jesus Christ. The significance of this for those of us who are Christians is that we are especially mindful of his birth in the weeks leading up to Christmas. This is primarily why I gave you a challenge 1 week ago, and that was to read the Gospel according to John chapter 1 in the Bible's New Testament. Many of you will remember that all I invited you to do was to read the 51 verses of John 1 once a day, every day for 1 week. Did you do it? And if so, how did you answer the basic question? What have I noticed? If you took the challenge, I bet you were surprised at some of the words or phrases or actions that kept coming up. Assuming you have read John 1 prior to this, I think you will most likely make connections in the text that you had not necessarily seen before. Am I right? Well, if you have a comment or question on John 1, please feel free to share this with me by emailing me at mark@markaswallow.com. Or you can go to the God Is Facebook page or Twitter page, which is God Is, W-E-Z-E. God Is, W-E-Z-E on Facebook and Twitter, and leave your comments and questions there. I am certain other listeners will like to see what you are learning by just reading John 1 again and again. If you enjoyed this challenge, keep going. This week, read John chapter 2 once a day, every day. Personally, every evening before bed, I read about 7 chapters in the Bible, so there's definitely time in your day or evening for pure reading of the biblical text. It's transformative. This week, we'll be diving into John 1, so your insights will be important as we move forward. Also, by way of a reminder, last week I was talking with you about how God uses his words to create. I emphasized God's words, God speaks. In a sense, God created words before he created anything or anyone else, and then God speaks into nothing and creates everything and everyone. This is Genesis 1. If you'll read that chapter, you'll see these phrases repeatedly. God said, "Let there, and let there be." And when we come to Genesis 1, verse 26, God creates man and woman, and he says, "Let us make." This is what I hope you understand. God uses his words to create. I'll remind you of this in a few minutes after I refresh your memory by saying that on Friday, we also made a connection between Genesis 1 and John 1. Genesis 1 and John 1. I said that both chapters really must be read together, and I gave you the first of 3 similarities between the chapters. Genesis and John start the exact same way, in the beginning. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 says, "In the beginning," and John chapter 1 and verse 1 also says, "In the beginning." So Moses, the writer of Genesis, and John are describing the exact same time. This is the first similarity. Now today, let me give you a second and third similarity. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God," and John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word." Do you think there could be a connection between God in Genesis 1:1 and Word in John 1:1? Why, yes, there is, my friend. Bing! You see the connection. Who is John writing about here? Who is the Word? We're going to find out. But first, let me give you this third similarity. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1 continues, "In the beginning God created." The word "created" interests us here. John chapter 1 also continues down in verse 3. So I'm reading John chapter 1 and verse 3. "All things came into being through him." Take that little phrase, "came into being." Doesn't that sound to you like a description of creation? It does to me. If I was going to say something came into being, that is a way for me to describe creation. If I say a person came into being, I mean the boy or girl was created. Well, sure enough, created in Genesis 1 matches came into being in John 1. And then, watch this. John chapter 1 and verse 10 adds the following. John chapter 1 and now verse 10. The world was made through him. Whoa, what? Let me read that again. The world was made through him. The part of this verse that interests us today is the phrase, the world was made through him. Again, this describes creating, and so we connect it back to Genesis 1 and the word created. So we are connecting Genesis 1:1 and John 1:1, and we see clearly three major similarities. Are you with me? I know this is potentially a bit heavy for a Monday, so let me repeat the three similarities. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning matches in the beginning. In John 1:1, word for word. In Genesis 1:1, God matches the word in John 1:1. In Genesis 1:1, created matches all things came into being through him in John 1:3, and the world was made through him in John 1:10. Do you get it? Do you see it? Now, there's an obvious question that needs to be answered once we see the similarities. And the question is this: who is the Word in John 1:1? We have to define the word accurately because we cannot understand the rest of John 1 if we do not know who this is. So let me tell you up front, this is Jesus Christ. The Word is Jesus Christ. You can reread John 1:1 to say this: in the beginning was Jesus Christ. That's a completely accurate reading of John 1, verse 1. Now watch. Once we know that we can also reread John 1:1 that way, then we can read John 1:3 this way. All things came into being through Jesus Christ. And we can reread John 1:10 as the world was made through Jesus Christ. Do you see that? Then, spectacularly, we can conclude that Jesus Christ was at the beginning. So when we read Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God, we now understand that to mean that Jesus is God because Jesus was in the beginning. And John says this plainly at the end of John 1, verse 1, the Word was God. I hope you see that. The Word was God. And this is exactly what John is telling us in verse 3. All things came into being through Jesus Christ. And in verse 10, the world was made through Jesus Christ. Who really did the creating in Genesis 1? Jesus did. What the Apostle John does is to define for us that God does his creating through Jesus Christ. In fact, John really pushes this. Listen to all of John chapter 1 and verse 3. John chapter 1 verse 3. All things came into being through him, Jesus Christ, and apart from him, Jesus Christ, nothing came into being that has come into being. Wow. That's like a cup of cold water to the face. It wakes us up. No dimension of the creation in Genesis 1 was created apart from Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. No dimension of the creation in Genesis 1 was created apart from Jesus Christ. This is a fact that not even a lot of Christians understand. Jesus Christ is God, and God does his creating through Jesus Christ. As if all of this was not glorious enough, check this out. Remember the big deal I made out of God using his words to create? God said, well, look at John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. Word. This is Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ is described as the Word. There it is again. God uses his Word to create. Exactly. God uses Jesus Christ to create. Exactly. Word here has a double meaning. God creates through his word, as in God said. And God creates through his word, as in Jesus Christ. I just find the play on word here to be fascinating. God does things in the details of the Bible that are extraordinary. If we will pay close attention and read and reread our Bibles, then we'll be swimming deep in the depth of the marvelous ministry of God in his word. Very exciting. Isn't this exciting? Well, if this was a lot to take in today, please go over to the WEZE website and download a podcast of this broadcast. That's 590amtheword.com, 590amtheword.com, and click on the tab for podcasts. You'll find God Is in the bottom left-hand corner. By the way, I can't help myself. Even the name of this station is The Word. There it is again, WEZE, The Word. I hope you'll come back tomorrow also at this same time. Why don't you invite a friend to listen in with you? And by the way, it's not too late to reread John chapter 1 or to read it for the first time. You'll find it in the Bible's New Testament. That will be valuable because when you come back tomorrow and throughout December, I will be using John chapter 1 as our text as we continue to learn that Jesus is God and as we share with one another the reality that God is. So read John chapter 1, it's just 51 verses, and then come back tomorrow as we continue in our study together and as we continue to understand who the living God is.